If you have more questions, you can go on.
Okay, you take one by one. Just, you pass it. You. Hello? Yeah. You can take turn. I mean, what else to do it the democratic way? If I had my way, I'd just ask Nico. Yeah, hello. Yes, I'm telling you, you have a question? Willa?
Yeah, well, I want to ask actually, is that how we keep balance between being here and now, like, you know, developing and doing our, like, obligations in this material world, and then have, like, in the same time, like, you have meditation and then you do your server, like, in a different space. So basically, I found myself that actually it just bewilders you. So I'm asking her how to keep on track.
Split personality. Material persona and spiritual persona, how to blend the two. I guess that's the art of living. The art of living, how to live in two worlds at the same time and not be considered insane. Because people that are schizophrenic are insane. They live in two worlds at the same time. They externally look like they're in my world, but they're living in their own world.
It's not about what they think others they think about. It's about, like, what do you think about yourself when these things, they're coming and you're like, oh, and you're like, okay, so...
Well, basically, because we do our... It's our sadhana. It's abhyas. Sadhana abhyas, our practices we do every day. So as much, you know, they have a phrase in English, drops of water wear away stone. So everything is like that. Every single aspect of transcendental practices has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And every part can be analyzed that way. So you're taking trying to adjust the whole gamut of, you're not speaking very specifically, but just assuming that you're talking about how to be a housewife or a mother or just a human being, a lady, gentleman, living alone, and, you know, washing the clothes and buying the sabji and cooking the meals and going, paying the bills and going to the doctor and all the things we have to do in this material body. At the same time, sit down and meditate on Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes and project ourselves into those pastimes in a desirable spiritual form and render various services required by Swamini and Shamsundar throughout the day and night, which would be the ultimate absorption. It's called avesh. Avesh means to absorption, go into something. Avesh. Lila vesh, srupa vesh, like this, and pravesh means to enter. But avesh means to absorb, and pravesh means to enter. So you do whatever you can, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, because it's all transcendental. And Krishna's telling in Gita chapter 2, verse 40, Nehabi kramo nashosti pratyavayo navidite swapam apyasya dharmasya chayate mahatobayat. Swapam apa dharmasya. Swapam apyasya. Apa means little. Like when you say Bengali, say apa apa. Because Bengali is very close to Sanskrit. They're giving you this much rice on your plate. Oh, alpa, alpa means tora, tora. Hindi, you say tora, tora. Alpa, alpa. Alpa means, alpa dharmasya means, Krishna's telling Gita 2:40, even if you do a little dharma, mahato, bayam, mahato bayam, chayat, chayate, you get delivered, you get protected from the greatest fear by doing even a little bit of dharmic activities. So we're doing more than dharma, we're doing sanatana dharma, transcendental devotion, yoga abhyas, bhakti sadhana, shravanam kirtanam, smaranam. So we're hearing and chanting about Krishna, we're remembering his pastimes, and all that's building up and creating sanskars, tendencies, desires, wants, sankalp, acceptance, attraction, attachment, taste, and ultimately love. So all these things are building gradually. We have a taste for the name. In the beginning, it's like jaundice. it tastes bitter. But as we go on and chant, and then it gets tasty. Then we somehow, because it's tasty, we find more time to chant more. When you have a taste, Rosh Hashanah. When you have a taste for something, if you have a taste, which means an attraction, a liking for something, and a taste for something, then that natural attraction and taste will somehow create time to satisfy your thirst. Like if you're how would I chant these 16 rounds? It's taking me all day, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Let me just sit down and do 4 rounds. No matter. Hare Krishna, okay, 4. Only 12 more. But then, after some time, you think, it's Ekadasi. I'm just going to sit in front of Thakurji. I'm just going to chant. I'm not eating or anything. I'm not going anywhere. I don't feel like going to Brickman. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to sit here and chant all day. That's called Ruchi. So that comes by and by, step by step. So before the time ran, the whole day ran by, and you could hardly squeeze in 16 rounds because of no taste. But when taste comes, you find the time. So your question is, how do we find the time to spend quality time or quantity time in bhajan and meditating on lila or serving in our siddhadeya when we're surrounded by so many demands and needs of the body and our environment, other people, family members, husbands, wives, children, whatever. But if there, as they say in America, if there is a will, there's a way. Thinking, feeling, willing. So you'll find the time to increase your bhajan. And Krishna will show you how to adjust. If you want to do it, you'll do it. That's what ruchi means. I want it. I want this. I'll get it. If it's my destiny. It's also part of it. But certain things are within your free will also. Is that what you want to hear, or what do you want to hear?
Yeah, basically, it's good, I'm satisfied, but then I still want to ask, is like, for example, like, you're getting some, like, special mercy from Krishna, like, transferring yourself into another dimension, means like in a spiritual dimension, and then my question is that you have to come back because you have to do what you have to do, like, and, like on bodily platform. And basically, it's just you kind of like losing the friction of timings, and then you're coming back and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do? It's like, it's just that bewilderment.
Well, it's just like, you don't want to leave the good thing. That no one wants to give up a tasty thing for an untasty thing. Oh man, I have to go to. You can be just sitting there and you get a call of nature also. Especially like you're old, like I'm a little bit old type. Not so old, but up there. And my prostate's not working, so after I sit for a couple hours, then I have to get up and, go like that mutra, urine. So that's the problem, because I don't mind sitting. I'm not restless, finally. After so many years, I'm a little bit peaceful. So I can sit all day. But then I have to get up and then wash and this, that. And then if it's, so just that's, you have to just, these are the responsibilities that we have. We're cultivating Krishna, as we're cultivating our bhajan, we're praying, oh Krishna, when will I be like Raghunath Das Goswami? That he only slept 2.5 hours a day, or one and a half to 2 hours a day. Because he had such high ruchi. That's described, Tyaktva Turnam Ashesha Mandalapati, Srinim Sadhatu Chavat, Utva Dina Ganeshiko Krunya, Kopina Kantashyo. Gopi Bhava Rasam Ritabdi Lahari, Gopi Bhava Rasa Ritabdi Lahari, Kalola Magna Mohur. Kalola Magna Mohur. Muhur means repeatedly, muhur, magnam. Repeatedly they were submerging, muhur, in the kalola, in the waves of the nectarine ocean of Gopi Bhav. So it's like some people, they go surfing. They go on these boards, they stand on these boards and they surf on the waves, surfboarding. And they get intoxicated so much by that thrill of riding on the waves and the sea and the air and the challenge, to catch that wave and to ride it, and get out of it before it breaks your head or throws you up. It's like the men like this type of sport, as an example. So they have so much taste, ruchi, for that, that they don't eat at lunch. They're just from sunrise to sunset riding the waves, and just some resting a little bit on board. And, you know, they're like addicted to it. So they're riding, literally riding the literally riding the waves, because they have a taste for that surfing. So that's the comparison that the six Goswamis, Tyaktva Turnam Ashesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sadat Tuchavat. Tuchavat means everything that I had, everything I lived for, everything I was engaged in is insignificant. The Mandalapati, the Pati, the Mandala means the circle, the orbit of friends. Pati means wealthy, aristocracy. Pati means Lord, Jagapati. Jagapati means the Lord of the universe, control. So I was surrounded by kings and sultans, and I was a minister. And I gave it all up, and I used to wear silk, all silk robes, gold jari, and so many, as I'm a minister of the king, Davi Rakash and Sarkara Malik, Rupan Sanatan. Now I'm wearing kopin, one piece of cloth, rip it in half, tie door and kopin. Door around the waist, kopin around the bottom. That's it. And then some old blanket, that's it. So this is the taste. So when you're doing that bhajan and you're immersing into your meditation and identity as your eternal identity as your spiritual form, it's so desirable and so tasty and so absorbing. And then what to do? You have to leave that and maybe, because you can stay up, sometimes there's good nakshatras, a very favorable environment, very positive energy in the atmosphere, and you feel quite good. And you feel like, I don't feel like sleeping, I just want to stay up all night. And I just want to, I'm on a roll, you know, it's like someone's on a gambling and they're on a winning streak. Okay, I think I'll go now. No, I'll just keep rolling and throwing, you know, it's my lucky day. So when you get to that absorption, then you think, Oh, but then I know if I stay up all night, then tomorrow I'll be, you know. So we have to realize our limitations and be thankful for what we have. Be thankful that we have a human body that has some kind of memory and some kind of intelligence and some kind of physical position where we can actually do some bhajan. It's not so much quantity of bhajan that counts, it's quality. Niraparadic. It should be niropadic. Niropadic and niraparadic. Bhajan should be free from aparad and free from false identity. Niropadic. Upadi means identity or attachments or titles, you can say. Sarva upadi vinir muktam. This is the definition, Padma Purana Bhakti. Sarva upadi vinir muktam. Completely free from all ideas. I'm this, I'm that. I'm anything. If I am and you fill it in, I'm great, I'm big, I'm this, I'm that, I'm intelligent, I'm beautiful, I'm wealthy. That is all upadi. And so this is quality. You'll know yourself, any sadhaka knows. What's the difference between quality chanting and non-quality chanting? Absorbed chanting and non-absorbed chanting. Let's say attentive. Attentive jap or pramad jap or vikshape. Distraction to other objects. Vikshape or pramad means, you know, conscious, willful inattention. Cell phone on one hand and jap on the other hand. Very common. I see someone sits on the banks of Radhakund. I see some different devotees, and it's very good. They sit there, some different devotees, for many, many hours in a day. But half the time their cell phones in one hand, and it's like. When I go out of my kutir, I never take the cell phone anywhere. And here it's always off. I turn it on when I want to make a call, and then I turn it off, bus. It's a matter of where your priority is. Because people, you know, Maya has a covering potency. Throwing and covering. Avaranantika and Avaranantika means covering, and Avaranantika, Shakti, she covers the consciousness with forgetfulness and illusion and desire and all non-spiritual feelings, and then the other one I forget, casting out, throwing. So people, Maya's covered everyone's consciousness, so they forgot, at least many people that are a little bit older, actually, you know, I lived without a cell phone. I was once breathing and eating and sleeping and meeting people and speaking and going here and there, and I didn't have a cell phone. Do you believe that? No, really, grandfather? It was like that? When I was born, there was a cell phone in my diapers. You know diapers? And I used to call my mother with it. Hello, Mom. I mean, it's like too much crazy to that extent, even. Anybody that's 20 years old or older, they don't, they can say, hey, man, I was walking this planet before the microwave towers were walking the planet. No, it's for my service, Prabhu.